New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello. Happy Monday. Hey, Jess. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, absolutely buzzing the whole week ahead. What more do you want in life?
So much.
Right. Okay. What's on your list? Let's break this down, right? Jess wins that. Is there still that $100 million lotto floating about for Thursday? I don't know if I got one or not. But say she wins it, what does Jess go and buy on Tuesday?
Oh, my God. I don't know. A house?
A helicopter?
I reckon. A house? A house, feel like you'd... helicopter, what's the pad thing? A helicopter pad?
Yep, that. With a helicopter pad. Right, we've cracked your dreams. We know exactly what you want. It's very simple.
Exactly. Very easy to please.
Yeah, that's it. Jess is a simple lady. She just wants a house with a helicopter pad and helicopter.
It would solve my housemate issues right now, so that would be lovely.
Have you got housemate issues?
Well, she's leaving me, so...
Oh, no.
And no one wants to live with me yet, so...
Oh, gee, that is annoying. Cause, like,
it is very annoying.
Is your name the main one on the lease then?
Well, we both were.
Right, but now it's just you.
Now it's just me.
Double rent until you get someone. What an absolute disaster that is.
God. Anyone wants to live with me?
All right, hit Jess up.
Flatmate.com, she's there.
There you go, simple as that. What's your general area, your suburb, without being, you know,
without
too much
being
information?
Specific, yeah. I'm in Thornton.
Thornton, okay. Three bedder, two bath, one bath?
Three bedder, two bath.
There we go. You're going to get your own bathroom?
You get your own bathroom.
In a rental crisis, get on that. That is a red hot deal.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll discuss more of that later along, but also a bit of a news, local news chat up next here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, Jess, first of all, there's a bit of like an investigation going on about this, a young rugby league player out at the Bay. Jess, you there?
Sorry, I didn't have the on-air bit on.
That's all okay. Right. We're all learning this morning. It's cold. It's freezing all across the Hunter. Right, let's get into this chat around this poor young player from out the Bay.
Yeah, so he's in hospital at the moment. He's one of the Aberglasslyn Ants players. There was a game out at Fingal Bay that the Aberglasslyn side were playing in. The player, who hasn't been named or anything like that, believed to be aged in his 20s, suffered some critical injuries in an on-field clash. So he was flown by the Westpac rescue helicopter straight to the John Hunter Hospital for treatment. Still in a pretty serious condition as far as we're aware. So definitely not a good weekend so far as incidents are concerned.
And also out at Lake Macquarie, switching gears a little bit, let's talk about this local cliff diver.
Yeah, so not so much out at Lake Macquarie, but over in Paris, Rhianna Niffland, who is from here in Lake Macquarie, she is a six-time cliff diving world champion. She's a part of the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series circuit.
Yeah, we've heard a bit about her over the journey, yeah?
Yeah, she's amazing. So the second round was on the weekend in Paris. The 21-metre platform was constructed on the Seine, and she scored 351.7 points. She started to falter a little bit in the third round, but it didn't really matter because she was doing so well. So she took the win again. So she won the last round in Boston. She's won this round on the weekend. Next stop is Italy in July, which, well, let's face it, she'll just win that too.
But it seems likely. When you have a record like that, money would be on her for sure.
Look, oh, she's incredible.
Very exciting to have, you know, a local representing on the world stage.
Exactly.
Always. Well, thanks for all that, Jess. Of course, a full news update again at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And we're holding a bit of an intervention for Crevo at the moment because he must be the only adult still in Newcastle who is enjoying board games.
No. See, Stephen, you're so sure and confident in yourself.
Technology's moved on. It's time to evolve. Otherwise, you go the way of the dinosaur,
you know? You're so confident.
There's better ways to spend your time.
That no one else likes them. But I'm telling you, there's other people around Newcastle playing board games as adults.
Well, I've been pretty humbled early because pretty much straight away, as soon as we threw to the phones, Anne Wheaton has messaged us on Instagram.
Okay.
And she said that, you know, her and her friends are all in their 50s. 30s.
Yeah.
And they're still enjoying board games.
There we
go. So Team Crevo all the way there,
fantastic, apparently. I'll take one. But 1 point. Straight away.
Only one. And I feel like the phones will probably tell a different story. So let's open them up. 4967 4105. Of course, that magic number. Let's head to Amanda first, Nabaglassen. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning? Feeling good for your Friday?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, excellent. Now tell us, do you like board games or do you hate them?
Love board games.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, really?
Brilliant.
What's your favourite?
There was one a couple of years ago. My friend actually bought it for her kids for Christmas. I think it was called Troubles, like a little pop thing in the middle and there's four different colours.
And you got to stack them, right?
No, it's just like, I think you pop it and the dice in the middle rolls and whatever number is you got to go. But if you land on like another player, you can send them back to the start and stuff.
Stephen trying to relate and he doesn't even like board games.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. I was trying to throw him a little bit.
Stack him, yeah. He's got no idea, does he? All right, Vicky's up next. How's Taralba today?
Chilly.
Yeah, it's a bit cold around, isn't it?
Jeez. Like that.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'm with you, Crevo.
Thank you. I love board games. Yeah, what's your favourite?
Probably Wheel of Fortune or Celebrity Heads.
There you go. Wheel of Fortune. Who would have guessed?
Bit of a rogue take from Vicky.
I know. I've never even seen that in the flesh, I don't think.
Two support in your favour so far.
66% of Newcastle. Currently.
I genuinely thought they were called board games because they make you bored. But there you
go. Apparently not. Oh, we'll go one more, shall we? See if I can get a clean sweep this morning.
Let's go, Brankston. We got Wade on the line. Morning, Wade.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mate, very well. How's yourself?
Oh, look, absolutely brilliant for a Friday.
Yes. Oh, that's what we love to hear. Now, tell us, what's your opinion on this debate, mate?
Oh, definitely. I'm 41. I still play board games. And
when I go
away with my friends at Christmas time, we're between 40 and 55.
Yeah.
And we all still play board games.
Thank you. Brilliant. There we go.
I thought you needed to get with the times.
It's you that needs to just, like, stop trying to be so cool.
Right? I'm not trying to be cool.
That's what it is.
They're boring.
No, you just think, oh, I'm too cool for board games. Probably haven't even tried them. Oh. No, you never even played one.
I have two, but there you go. You found, I guess, three friends in Newcastle all willing to play board games.
Plus my friend on Instagram as well. There's heaps, everyone.
You've basically got a full board games night ready to go right there.
Done and dusted.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Good, mate. How's yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Better than you. You got pink eye this morning.
No, not pink eye. Just got like a little bit of an infected eye. So go on. Get all the pirate jokes out the way.
Oh, I didn't even have pirate jokes. It just looked like you're winking at everyone.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll come into my favour, you know. Maybe it'll get me extra places. A few seductive winks here and there.
You
never know where that might get you.
That's so true. You might get all sorts of freebies throughout the day.
Maybe this will have to stay, even when the eye gets better.
You'll just keep winking at everyone.
I have to keep winking at everyone,
well, see, it depends how successful it is. And how'd that happen, do you know?
Don't know. Just woke up yesterday morning, and it felt like I had a lot of, like, sleep in my eye. Like, it was, like, really crusty, and I was like, this is a bit odd. Went to the shower and kind of, like, washed it all out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, once I could see and open my eye, I was like, oh, this doesn't look very good.
Oh.
So I've got a doctor. I got some stuff to put in it.
Drops. You got to be doing all that.
Fingers crossed it'll come good very soon.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed. As you wake up with The Novos, 5:34, New FM. 18 the high for Newcastle, about 19 for Maitland in the Valley today, mostly sunny. It's the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here on UFM. And on Friday's show, Stephen had this amazing piece of information/news.
Now, Crevo, I got a bit of a PSA.
Okay, good.
A bit of a health update, I suppose, because a new study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
Okay, so serious scientific paper,
has revealed that, and I quote, light to moderate alcohol consumption can lead to long-term reduction in the brain's stress activity, ultimately lowering the risk of heart disease.
Really?
A drink a day can stop you from getting a heart attack, basically.
I need to get on this, because, like, the last few weeks, I was doing all right last year.
Yeah.
You could definitely do a drink a day.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, the last few months, I've cut it down, right? So probably Monday to Thursday, I haven't really had any drinks.
Well, see, that means, like, I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
But I believe you probably have to catch up in one night.
Well, probably.
So last month, let's say you've missed 20 over the last month. You probably need to, like, tonight to Friday.
Yeah.
You know, just I reckon just
catch it all up in one day.
Yeah, 20 drinks tonight, I think that'll stop you having a heart attack.
Okay, good to know. Because I don't want a heart attack, just
in
general.
That's it. So, obviously, the moderate drinking is a very relative term.
Mm.
So, they've said that this is one drink per day for women and 1 to 2 drinks per day for men.
Two, you're saying.
So you could be having two here.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, I think I've got to get on that quickly because I just don't want a heart attack in general.
But sometimes, you know, like especially in summer, you have a hard day at work, you go home.
It's a Wednesday, isn't it?
Well, it's a Wednesday, it's a Tuesday, whatever it is.
Yeah. 3 days till Friday.
But sometimes you just need a beer after work and, you know, like someone's always on your case. It's a Tuesday. What are you doing drinking at 4?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm stopping myself getting a heart attack.
I'm looking after heart health.
What are you doing for your health?
That is the question you should be asking.
So there you go.
That's one to throw back at whoever's asking you that question.
If you ever needed any more encouragement, which I certainly didn't.
Or advice.
There you go. That's science backing you up.
Now, Stephen, do you own a cat at all?
No, I don't. No, I'm a dog man.
Dog man, yeah.
Yeah.
Cats, though, they're notorious for getting out and doing their own thing. Very independent animals.
They cause havoc, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. How's this for a story, though? Basically, these guys were headed out on a night out.
Yeah.
So all the lads going off. Anyway, what they didn't notice is that their cat had snuck into the car when they headed out for the night out.
Oh, so it was in there with them. They were driving out to the nightclub or whatever.
Cat's in there with them.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Anyway, it turned into one of those nights where you go from place to place, right?
Yep.
So they ended up, the journey was over 120 kilometres.
In one night?
In one night, because they're going from, you know, club to club, and then they ended up even a late night kebab stop along the way. The cat had snuck in and ended up going on the whole journey, including sneaking out at the second pub, which they realised, and then took it into the pub. It was one of those pet-friendly ones. So this cat has
just coming in for a drink.
Just coming in for a cheeky drink. Have you got any milk for this thing? Absolutely not. It's a pub. Why would we?
Wow.
Then, of course, kebab stop time comes along, late-night kebab. Cats love a kebab, I guess. Probably just the chicken part.
Yeah.
But happy days.
Wow. There you go.
So they've only realised when they got to that third pub and then, is this the cat in the car? Oh, and then by that time, you're riding on a bit of a high, right?
Of course, yeah.
A couple
of
drinks in. We've got to bring the cat with us. What a great, you know, ploy. What a great thing to do.
The other thing as well is if they've travelled 120 km,
yeah,
it's not like they've just walked down the road.
No.
So they can't just, like, walk the cat back to the...
No, you're already on the journey then.
That's it. You're already well and truly on your way. That probably puts like a nail in the coffin of your night if you got to take the cat back.
Oh, that is the end
of
it.
You know, do you take it back and then charge back on? You're sobering up, you know?
Then it's boring. It's late.
Yeah.
You're over it. Oh, we're done and dusted. Nah, we'll bring the cat. The cat brings the party.
The cat would bring a party as well. That'd be such like an icebreaker at a club or a pub, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you've got the cat there, you're just stroking a cat. Has that person got a cat with them?
Yeah, they do. Talk of the town. There you go.
There's a top tip. If you want an awesome night out, bring your cat. BYO Pussy. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
That it most certainly is. This will get you up and about on your Monday morning. If you're a bit slow getting up and getting going this week, this will, you know, give you a reason to jump out of bed.
Here we go.
Give us a call, 4967405. We're looking for 2 Novocastrians to go head-to-head in 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. So this is how it works. We give you 3 things, and then you just need to figure out what the theme is between those 3 things.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one today. You ready?
All right. Let's see how sharp I am Monday morning.
Okay. Toyo, Michelin, Pirelli.
Steven?
Yeah.
Tire brand?
That is correct.
Yes.
Easy as that. 4967-4105, and of course the prize today. Now, this is really cool.
Yeah, go on.
We've never had this one before. Manny Axe. This is the Axe Throwing Centre. They're Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer, and Viking cocktails, right? How cool is
this? Viking cocktails.
And good times as well, of course. You're throwing axes at targets, basically. We've got a voucher to give away to go to there for the night.
And I want to go try this as well. My brother's coming to Newcastle next week, and And we're definitely going to go give that a crack.
What a perfect excuse. Or win it for free with us. 4967 4105. We need a couple of players on the air next to play three of a kind. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's three of a kind.
That it most certainly is my favourite time of the
morning,
the day.
Really, yeah.
Early bird gets the worm. I like to say that a fair bit. But if you're up and about, you know, you're battling in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's try and make it a little bit easier. It's cold out there.
Yeah.
Let's just give you something to smile about in the morning with, of course, three of a kind. So plenty of prizes up for grabs this morning, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the Manny Axe Throwing gift voucher up for grabs. This is Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer, Viking cocktails and good times. It's going to be awesome. Of course, you know, throwing axes at targets, drinking beers. How good is that going to be? What a great day.
Just sounds like a fun afternoon, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Of course, we need a couple of contestants, and let's get straight into it, shall we? We give you three things, figure out what the theme is, name's your buzzer, first of two, best of three.
Now, let's head to Kelly first. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, how you going?
Very well, thanks. How's yourself?
Yeah, awesome, thank you.
Now, Kelly, can you jog our memory? Were you our runner-up on Friday?
No, I won.
Nope. There you go. You're trying to double dip, are you, Kel?
Oh, I don't know. Is there a rule?
Well. Let's see how you go.
Let's see how you battle through here.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff.
We'll head to North Lambton to meet your competitor. Someone trying to knock you off the pedestal, I suppose. We've got Steve. Morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you going, guys?
Mate, very well. How's yourself?
Oh, not too bad.
Away. All right. Let's test everyone's buzzers. Kelly first.
Kelly.
Yeah.
And now nice Steve. And quick. Steve.
Steve.
Ooh. Oh, I love that. So powerful.
Yeah, very, very powerful. All right. Well, best of luck. We know how the game works. So, yeah, best
Here
of luck
go.
To both our
Here
contestants. Your first one is extra juicy fruit hubba bubba.
Bubblegum. Types of chewing gum.
You need your name as your buzzer, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, Steve. What is it?
Bubblegum.
Yeah, there it is.
Well done. One on the board. Well done.
Very excited, but you got there eventually.
Get your name in there first, all right? Okay, next one. Here we go.
One to Steve.
This is for the win for Steve. Kelly to bring it to a tiebreaker.
Next one. Vegemite, peanut butter, Nutella.
Spread. Steve.
Yeah, Steve, go on.
What is it?
Spread.
Yes, it is. You're guilty. Of course, you've got yourself a Maniax axe throwing gift voucher. Enjoy that. It's Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer, Viking cocktails, and good times. And of course, back same time, same place tomorrow. I believe we've got more of those axe throwing gift vouchers up for grabs.
That's good. A bit of fun. Something
exactly,
different.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's track your traffic now. New FM. A little bit of a story here from Taiwan. Not normally a country we'll talk about, but how's this, right? This guy, he lives in like a busy part of the city, be like right near the Newcastle, like right in the city
in
part.
Town,
in
yeah.
town, yeah. yeah. And of course, like here in Newcastle, big parking problem. Everywhere's 2-hour limits on everything. You've got tickets all the time. The rangers are everywhere. This guy, for his small little business, he had two vans.
Right,
so he's got two vans plus his normal car. He's got three cars to deal with. And no parking in his building. So he's, can you imagine it? Constant pressure to find spots for all this, right?
And vans, it's not like you can just park them anywhere either.
They're longer, they take more space. Anyway, he's absolutely got the pit with this whole situation. So he's right. He's noticed on his roof of his building, there's a bunch of space, there's nothing up there. There's one hot water heater on the whole roof.
Yeah.
It's like a concrete building. So, he's like,
so it's like a high rise, is it?
Like 4 or 5 stories.
Right,
so,
okay.
You know, I don't know what you call that, medium rise.
But it's not like a triangle roof.
No, it's flat.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah.
So he's like, he's absolutely sick of this parking, getting fines all the time. So he hired a small crane for the day, and he's put his vans on the roof.
Well, he's just chucked them up there.
He's like, I'm not paying any more parking fines. I'm not driving round and round the block 6 times a day for 3 cars. He's just put them on the roof.
Now,
the neighbours, right, have cracked it.
Obviously, rightfully so.
Well, I don't know, really?
Yeah, you can't be chucking a car on the roof.
Why not?
It's just an eyesore, if nothing else.
But it's not against the law. He looked it up, right? And this is my favourite bit. He said, I don't know what my neighbours are on about. They're always making a fuss out of things when they shouldn't be. The building is fine. It's strong enough. I checked. My vans are fine.
Well, I bet you he's there going, damned if I do, damned if I don't, you know? Yeah. I leave it out on the road. They complain that they're taking up space. Yeah. I get them off the road. Now they're complaining they're on the roof.
Classic problem. Doesn't matter where you are in the world.
Wow.
Parking's an issue.
But that just writes the car off as well, doesn't it? Like, well, you can't use that van at all.
You need to go and get a crane every time you want to use it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway.
If you're using the van that sparingly, sell it.
Well, that's a good point too.
That's ridiculous.
Or park it out of the city because obviously you're not using it that much. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, No Time in the Garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snow Time in the Garden with the Novos. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, that's right. That's all to come, and we'll chat more about that later in the show. Also, though, Stephen, just after 7 o'clock,
yeah,
$725 up for grabs with Trivia Check.
Building and building and building, isn't it?
I know. How good is that? Just one question separating you and that cash. Just after 7, make sure you're with us.
Now, winning continues as well because Crevo, over the weekend, had a bit of a crack at few scratch cards, right?
Scratchies.
Few scratchies, yeah. But I've noticed something about how my housemate goes about it. Criminal. There's a right way to do a scratchy and there's a wrong way. And they've done it the wrong way.
All right. We'll chat more about that up next as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
Had some fun with some scratch cards, some scratchies over the weekend, right?
Oh, a big wild one for you, was it?
I think scratchies are pretty fun.
See, being from over west, Perth, they don't have pokies, do they?
Nah, don't exist. Only in the casino. That's the only place you can go to the pokies, yeah.
Right, so scratchies are a big thing, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're just, like, fun. Because, yeah, if you go to, like, the local pub,
yeah,
there's normally, like, a news agent nearby. You just get a couple of scratchies. You might be watching the footy or whatever.
Run a couple of scratchies through.
Yeah, that's it. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And my housemate actually got some late last week.
Okay.
As, like a bit of, like, a thanks for the financial year type dude.
From work or something.
Yeah, so everyone in the workplace got, like, a little card, you know, thanks for your... all your effort this year.
Yeah.
And there was two scratchies in them, both like a $5 scratchy.
Okay.
Right? So, obviously, I saw that on Friday and my eyes lit up. Took all my strength, thought to just scratch them because I was like, they're not
even
mine.
Even though they're not yours.
Yeah, like, they're not mine. I better hold off. But I kind of like left a little sticky note on them and I was like, come get me when you're going to scratch them because I wanted to be involved in the process.
You just want to watch?
Yeah, scratchies are fun. They're good fun.
Wow.
So my housemate, she's got her scratchies and she, you know, Friday arvo. She
calls you up.
Yeah, she knocks on my door. I'm going to do these scratchies now if you want. Oh, yeah, I'm up. I'm up, ready to have a crack.
Awesome.
So I'm watching her do her scratchies, but she doesn't like fully immerse. She doesn't really enjoy scratchies as you should enjoy them.
What do you mean?
Because all
that?
She does is just like scratch the little like the part you can win. Like she's like she doesn't scratch the whole window out.
What do you mean? So she just makes it so you can see if you've won or not.
Yeah, that's it. She just scratches enough to see all the little symbols and if she's matched them up or however the game works.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all she scratches.
Why do you need to scratch more than that?
No, that's part of the fun. Going and like scratching the whole window out is like... genuinely, so she played.
Okay.
She had $10 worth of scratchies, two $5 scratchies, won $10 back. So,
yeah, right.
Enough to reinvest in more scratchies. You know, that's like, that keeps the fun going. It's a gift that keeps on giving, really.
Okay.
Obviously, gamble responsibly.
Sure.
But when she finished, I was like, is that it? Are you done? She was like, yeah. Well, obviously, this one's a winner and this one's not. No dramas.
Like you've seen him for the first time.
And I was like, you're not done, but I was like, if you actually are done, can I like scratch out the rest of it? She kind of looked at me a bit weird.
Yeah, is weird.
And was like, yeah, you can if you want. But there is something so satisfying about scratching out the whole window, getting your coin and just like scratching the whole scratchy.
No, I'm saying you're a weirdo. Who does that?
That's so fun. I don't think I'm alone either. I think there is something like inherently satisfying and like joyous about just sitting there and scratching out the whole scratchy.
Okay, I think you're the only one, but this is what we're doing here. 4967-4105. Are you like Stephen?
No.
Are you like Stephen and you want to scratch off the whole window?
Yeah, of course.
I do not understand this. For me, you just want to see if you've won, you're done and dusted. I wouldn't even scratch the other squares if there's nothing, no need. If I've already won, there's no need. That's it.
That's it. You're not enjoying the experience of a scratch then. You're just having a punt. That's it.
All right. So we also have up for grabs today. If you love a scratch, you'll probably love a gamble at this too, right? We've got a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens. So that's awesome. They've got all the amazing stuff with Snowtime. It's our Novo's test drive, Saturday the 1st of July, 10 till 12. You could be in the draw for that, and that is going to be so much fun.
All you need to do to get yourself involved in that, 4967-4105, let us know. Do you scratch the whole panel or just the winning window? And of course, gamble responsibly, but I do want a bit of a scratchy now.
Okay, 4967-4105. Are you like Stephen and scratch the whole window off? There's no need.
That's right, just UFM.
17 the top of the city, 18 out in the valley. Nice sunny one today here on UFM.
Now, Crevo, I came to you this morning genuinely expecting support, but I've been shocked by the fact that you don't seem to agree that when you scratch a scratchy, half of the fun of it is scratching out the whole window. Like doing the actual scratch. No, come on.
I'm sorry. That is ridiculous. What are you doing?
Obviously, this comes after a housemate of mine. She got some scratches from work for the end of financial year. You know, well done on a great year, great results, blah, blah, blah. So obviously, I wanted to be involved in this scratchy process. So watched her do it.
Already weird.
No. Scratchy's a good fun. Watched her do the scratchy, but she only scratched out the bits that were relevant to her winning. Like scratched out just enough of the window so you can see the symbol. Didn't scratch out like all the surrounding area.
Who does that?
Well, that's the fun of the scratchy.
I don't think it is.
The scratching is honestly probably the most fun of it.
Okay.
So when she was done with it, I took the scratchies and finished scratching them. That was my Friday afternoon entertainment. Nice glass of red, sat there with a coin, no dramas.
You're a weirdo. And I think that's when you told me this, I was like, you're the only one.
Nah, well, we've opened up the phones, of course, 4967-4105. Let's head to Charlestown first. We've got Robbie on the line. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
You sound very chipper for your Monday.
Oh, I've just walked outside. I'm really chipper.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Now, Robbie, are you a bit of a scratchy expert? Have you had your fair share of scratchy experience?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you've done a few over the years, yeah?
Yes.
So what's your opinion on this debate, Robbie? Do you think you got to scratch out the whole card or just the winning window?
Oh, you're going to go the whole hog.
Yeah, you've got to, don't you? That's half the fun.
Yeah, but there's a certain way you've got to do it, though, Stephen.
Oh, go on.
One square at a time for the suspense.
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
I've got
of course.
20,000, then you go, oh, bugger, I've only got 5,000. Oh, I've got another 20,000.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you know.
All right, you've heard it here from a scratchy expert first. You two can have your own club together if you want and just sort of scratch along together one square at a time.
It sounds like a fun little date for me and Robbie. Let's head to Greta next. We've got Tara on the line. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? You feeling good for your Monday?
Yeah, feeling good. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling good. I feel like work's a bit of a drag. Nonetheless.
Thanks.
I guess you don't have to hang out with Crevo, so that's nice. Tell us, though, what's your opinion? Do you got to scratch out the whole card or just the winning window, Tara?
You've got to scratch out the whole card. I mean, what's the point?
That's it. It's half the fun, isn't it?
It is. Like, yeah, you've got to do it. The whole game, it's just not worth it otherwise.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like it's almost just like...
mandatory.
I don't know. It is part of the enjoyment. And it is, like I said, it's satisfying. You get joy from it.
Well, 100% of callers supporting you. It seems like I'm the only one, me and your housemate, the only ones who just like scratch a little bit out.
Slow down, enjoy the ride, enjoy the experience, because it's fleeting. It doesn't last long, you
know.
Glass
of red wine on a Friday night, Stephen's there. Oh, look at that. I've scratched that corner off beautifully.
Yeah. And this is a bit rogue, but 20-cent piece is the best best coin to use, scratch and a scratchy.
Oh, that's a whole nother phoner. We'll save that for another day.
Yeah, right.
New FM.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
That it most certainly is. Crevo, as exciting as it is, saying that this money keeps jackpotting day in and day out.
Yeah.
I'm ready to give it away.
Hey, that's the name of the game. It's only one question. If you get that right, all of it's yours.
And all of it is $725 cash moolah in your back pocket.
That's right.
$700. $725.
Simple as that. Now, this is where we need you to jump in. 4967-4105. Call up now if you think you can answer one question correctly.
And that's it. It might just fluke into your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Might be like a real big Star Wars buff. And
yeah.
It happens to be a Star Wars question. You know, you never know. It's common knowledge. So
that's the way trivia works. It just can be, you can just land it.
It can be in you, and you've got to be in it to win it. So, like we said, give us a call, 4967-4105, and, of course, we'll play Trivia Check on the other side of this.
New FM. Now, though, free money time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Let's launch you into a new week, Cravo.
Oh, yeah.
Starting the new week, let's start it with $725 cash moolah.
How good would that be to start off the week giving that away?
Woo! Unbelievable. Unbelievable for us to give it away. Unbelievable for you to receive it as well. One question between you and that money. Should we just get into it? Should we meet our lucky contestant?
Here we go. We've got Carly in Thornton. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, are you on your way to work, on the way home? Do you just get up early for Trivia Check? What's your situation?
No, just getting up early with four kids.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
That'll keep you busy.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the plates spinning. I'm sure $725 would be handy. Have you got something in mind that you'd like to spend it on?
Just bills to help through life.
Yeah.
It's like that, isn't it?
At the moment, Cozzy Live through the roof, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, well, good luck. You know how this works. You've got one question and a five-second timer. Don't let that get in your head, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Stephen is going to hit you with the question.
Best of luck, Carly. Your question is, what is Australia's oldest zoo?
Taronga.
Is it Taronga, Stephen?
Unfortunately,
no.
We were looking for the Royal Melbourne Zoological Gardens or Melbourne Zoo.
Ah, well, better luck next time. That does mean, though, tomorrow it's at $750.
I'm sick of it going up. I want to give away this money.
I don't mind it climbing. I don't mind it. It just means we've got more money to give away.
Of course, same time, same place tomorrow. So don't forget, Trivia Check after 7 right here on UFM. Crevo, I find myself in a bit of hot water, though,
The
weekend.
What have you done?
Well, I don't think I've done anything. I think this is a bit unjust. But anyway,
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story. So, Obviously, my girlfriend Siobhan is moving over in August. So, throughout the week, she's booked her flight. She booked it last Thursday.
How exciting.
5th of August, she's one-way flight to Newcastle.
It's the first time you guys have lived together, too.
It is, yeah.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm almost more nervous to live together than I am to the long distance.
Why is that?
Oh, we've just never done it. It's a little unfamiliar, isn't it? We've never done it before.
All right.
And over the last year, we've gotten really comfortable being in our own company. Now we're going to be on top of each other. I'm sure we'll be fine. You know,
too much information, but all right, fair enough.
All right, no, but I thought, you know, Siobhan's coming over soon, so I'll try and get some stuff in order. I'll try and, you know, make her transition here as seamless as possible.
Smart. I like that. So, you're being a good boyfriend. That's good.
So I went to the shops yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went and did my grocery shopping stuff. And while I was there, I just went to Westfield Guitara. I went, you know what, I think I'll duck into Kmart and just have a look and see what kind of stuff's around for the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, maybe like a nice lamp to make it nice and...
Well, I went in and bought like a new quilt set and some new sheets and stuff like that, right?
You're so growing up.
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, make sure that everything's all set.
Cozy.
When she moves over.
That's good.
So I went to Kmart and found these, like, I went a little bit through the bargain bin and found like a quilt set and a sheet set like on special.
Yeah.
Spent for both of them, spent like $20 or something. Okay. Didn't spend a lot, but was pretty happy with myself. You know, I thought like, how good's this? Went home, called Siobhan straight away to brag about it.
Look what I've done.
Yeah, look what I've done. Bought myself a new quilt set, bought myself some new sheets. How good's this? All I get on the phone is how they don't match and how I bought the wrong ones and all sorts. And, you should have consulted me before you did this.
Well, you should have. It's that right. You know what, though? You are lucky because you've learnt your lesson while you guys are still at the distance.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. So, there's only so much you can do from 5,000 kilometres away.
Exactly. You're better off, like, for those types of things, you know what? You're better off waiting till she gets over and then you go together. You'll love it. Hours of bed, bath, and table, or whatever.
She always complains I never make any executive decisions.
But
when I do make an executive decision, I always make the wrong one, don't I?
Oh, dear, you're in all sorts of trouble.
I don't know. I just think as well, does it matter if the sheets match the quilt set?
Obviously does.
Because when you make the bed, you can't see the sheets anyway.
Don't be trying to use logic when logic doesn't apply.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought I'd done the right thing. I thought I'd, you know, gone and out of my way and done a good
made
thing.
Made an executive decision. What a terrible one it was.
Yeah, made a very, very bad one, clearly. In a lot of hot water.
Grab the receipt, quick return, job's done.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do, I think.
UFM.
UFM.
The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Oh, so Stephen, on Friday, I think it was, Friday night, I went to the Coles at Waratah Village.
Sure.
And, you know, there's the little, I think it's Liquorland there as well.
Right, okay.
A little bottle-o.
Yeah, yeah.
On the side. I was seeing out the front, they've got like cases of, I think it was Tui's new, two cases for $102.
Right, okay.
It's like $50 a case.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, even when I went to uni, like 15, 16 years ago, that was the same price of beer.
You reckon beer is immune from this inflation?
Like cases of standard beer, not your fancy craft beers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty much, it's like it's ignored inflation.
Yeah.
Everything else has gone up like crazy. But so luckily, cases of standard average beer have not really gone up.
And two for 102 doesn't really sound like that much of a special. I feel like you probably could get one case for $50.
I just went on there, like on a random liquor website.
Yeah.
Case of Tui's Extra Dry, $48.
Yeah, pretty standard, isn't it?
It's just like it hasn't gone up. I mean, don't tell anyone because they'll bump the price up tomorrow when they hear this. But there's a life hack.
Nah, un-Australian. It'd be un-Australian to lift the price of beer, I think.
I totally agree. And that's why it should stay the same for the next 15 years as well.
Absolutely. Now, up next, Crevo, we're talking about the stuff that everyone seems to love, but for some reason you think it's a bit silly or a bit overrated or just a bit naff.
Like, what's going on? Yeah. All right, we'll get into that in just a minute as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
Now, Crevo, we're talking about the things in life that everyone seems to love. They're a bit of a fad, right?
Mm.
But for whatever reason, you think it's overrated or it's a bit silly or just a bit naff.
Yeah, or you just don't like it.
This comes after Friday. We had a discussion about this thread on Reddit, which was blowing up on the internet.
Yeah.
And basically it was called, What Are People Pretending to Like?
Mm.
Which was basically a wordier version of what we just said. But examples on there were stuff like camping. No one likes to sleep frozen solid with a rock up your butt was one of the top comments. Another one was nightclubs. You know, they're too loud, too much going on. My favourite example, though, on the thread was the Happy Birthday song. No one likes singing it. No one likes it being sung to you. It's just an awkward encounter for all involved, isn't it?
Okay, so this is the area that we move into. And 4967 4105, if you've got one of these that you want to get off your chest, it's the things that everyone else seems to like. You're like, why do they like that? I hate it.
Well, a couple of examples I came with on Friday.
Mm.
One is a mirror maze. There is nothing fun about mirror mazes. Like, they're just a stressful experience for all involved, aren't they?
Yeah, I know what you mean. For me, green juices, I do not understand the appeal, no good. And anything flavoured mint is a no from me.
Yep, I agree. Mint flavour, mint ice cream, no go. I said as well, baths. I think baths are heavily overrated. I don't think anyone really enjoys having a bath. It's gross. You sit in your own dirty water. I don't see the appeal of it.
Okay, 4967 4105. What are these things that most people seem to like? You're like, what is the deal? I do not enjoy that. Of course, the best callers on air today, how good's this? Winning a family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens, for our test drive Saturday the 1st of July. So this is like, you're getting to try it before most people. It's so awesome. And a family pass as well to come along.
And that's a lot of fun, you know. The kids can build snowmen or...
Have a little snowball fight.
Snowball fights for young and old, I imagine.
Definitely.
Is there like weight classes? Like, how does that work?
I'm not sure. Can you go in
and just do whatever you want?
Yeah, there's the whole thing as well. It's going to be fantastic. 4967 4105. If you want to win that, just tell us something that you don't like that everyone else likes, basically.
Yeah, you just don't get it. You don't understand it. It's overrated. It's naff. It's silly. And you just need to get it off your chest. It's a place where you can vent, I suppose.
That's right. Win yourself the family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens. 4967 4105. We'll get your calls on the air next.
The things in life that seem to have some popularity for some reason, you just can't understand it. You just don't get it.
One we were talking about off the air actually just then is how you don't really understand craft beer.
Yeah, see, I reckon people are pretending to like craft beer. It's for people who are like pretentious and think they're better than the rest of us, you know? Yourself included.
Yeah. Absolutely delicious.
Same can be said for celery, I reckon, or like coriander. People don't like coriander. They put it on dishes to make them look fancy.
Okay, that's what you say, and that's what we're after here. It's like, it feels like you against the world, but this is your chance to vent, to let it out. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to the phone. Let's open this up to Newcastle, I suppose. I'm 4967 4105. We first head to Curry Curry. We've got Jessica on the line. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Okay, now, tell us, what's the thing that people seem to like that you just don't understand?
Well, and it's something that's close to my husband's heart, and I just don't get it. It's hiking.
Yeah, great one. Great one. Does he try to drag you on hikes on the weekend?
Oh, it's awful. Particularly sharp incline hiking, like up really steep hills.
Oh.
He loved a particular one. He took me on it and I had to go to the chiropractor for 3 weeks. I just don't get it.
Wow.
Now, how long has he been dragging you on these hikes?
Well, we've been together probably 11 plus years.
Yeah.
I have gotten out of it recently because I am pregnant at the moment, so I'm using that as my excuse.
Yeah, go take it for everything you can get.
Well, congratulations on that, and also on the pregnancy as well.
All right, let's go to Mayfield West next. We've got Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thanks. Now tell us, what's the thing that you know everyone seems to love that you just don't get?
Coffee.
Ooh, now that's a controversial one. Now tell us why you don't like it.
Hate it, can't stand the smell of it, hate the taste of it, won't even make it in my house for anybody that comes here. If you want coffee, get it yourself.
You know what? Controversial opinion, but I agree with you, Nicole.
What?
Coffee tastes like how cigarettes smell.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It tastes like you're drinking dirt as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, me and you both in that boat. That's a great one. That is a great example, one I didn't think of either.
And pretty rare as well, I think, overall. Let's go to the phones one more. We've also got Belinda. How's Madawi this morning?
Freezing.
It's a bit cold out that way and often is this time of the year. Now tell us, what's the thing that you can't stand that everyone else seems to love?
It's me and my daughter, actually.
Yeah.
The new Prime drink.
Oh, the Prime Energy.
Yeah.
And now, have you
the
tried... Belinda, have you tried one yourself?
Yes.
And what was the issue with it?
I spat it back out. It tastes like medicine.
Wow.
There we go. Big if true.
Not a great endorsement.
No.
You know, so perhaps...
Especially how much they're going for $19 on Facebook Marketplace. It's a no from Belinda.
Wow. All this hype for nothing.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. There's ones out there, though. I think coffee's a great example. I'm not a coffee man.
There you go.
You have about 3 a.m, 4
yeah,
a morning.
I know. And I never see you drink coffee, actually, now you mention it.
Yeah, because it tastes disgusting.
There we go. All right. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, we're trying to get more and more people from Newcastle on the earn. Because the more money you're bringing in on the side, the better at this time. Cash is king right now.
Absolutely. And cost of living through the roof. Yep. All this money, it kind of helps, doesn't it? Just whether you're, you know, using it to treat yourself a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, a little bit of extra beer money on the side.
Yeah.
Or if you're using it to get rid of those pesky bills.
That's right. Whatever the use is, it's up to you. That's how money works. Now, of course, the way you get on here is register. newfm.com.au, and then you get on our payroll when you hear your name called out. You've got to call up within 10 minutes, 4967 4105, knock the other people off, get that cash for you.
Well, that's exactly what Amanda Boyle did on Friday.
Okay.
So I called her name out during workday on Friday. She's been an employee right through Friday afternoon and right through the weekend as well, currently sitting on $315. She's playing for 420 this morning.
420, yes, please, from me, any time.
A bit of a ring to that, absolutely mm-hmm. love it. But of course, you know, there's two sides to every coin. And while Amanda is earning more and more money, there's plenty of Novocastrians waiting to knock her off.
That's right.
Including...
Here we go, I'm turning down the music.
Maddie Wade from Raymond Terrace. Maddie Wade from Raymond Terrace, 10 minutes on the clock.
It starts now.
Give us a call, 4967 405, if that's you, of course, to get yourself as an honorary employee here at New FM. It's part of our 20K side hustle.
Let's get some posty on the air now. New FM.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Time to give away some cash, hopefully.
Exactly. All week, all last week and all this week as well, we're giving people the chance to become, I guess, an honorary employee here at New FM. Become, you know, get yourself in on the payroll. Become a member of as part of our 20K side hustle.
Yeah.
Now, not long ago, we gave the call out to Maddie Wade in Raymond Terrace, right? So we were like, Maddie, you want to get you know, a slice of this pie.
Yeah, that's right.
Give us a call, 4967 4105, and I can reveal that within the 10-minute timer, Maddie has given us a call. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning? Nervous for your first day on the job?
Very. Actually, I am a little bit nervous.
That's all right. We'll hook you up with the lanyard, all the HR training, all that sort of stuff. You know, the first day is always cruisy, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
get
the feels.
That's right.
Now, do you have another job as well at the moment?
I do.
Yeah, right. So this is a proper side hustle for you. Extra money. How good is that?
Wonderful.
Now, you've guaranteed yourself $105, of course, with the potential for it to just grow and grow and grow throughout the day and, you know, even the next coming days, if you're lucky. Have you got something in mind that you want to spend this cash moolah on?
Or not at this stage.
All right. Well, just keep it in the side pocket. That's all good.
That's absolutely. It, yeah. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Let's just see how much money you get, and then you can work it out from there, hey?
Sounds good. Thank Superb. You so much.
No, you're very welcome. There we go. Our latest member of the New FM staff on the payroll. Simple as that.
I mean, you did say it there. Simple as that. The easiest way in Newcastle to win yourself some free money. So if you want to get involved, make sure you register. Head to newfm.com.au. Because this is, honestly, it's a bludge. It's so easy.
Yeah, that's right. And that's how we try and make it. Easy, easy. All right, let's check your traffic now. New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Yeah, the Royals back in the news. It's been a pretty turbulent week, I suppose, for Harry and Meghan.
Look, a lot of people have been following this journey over the last week or so, and what's the latest update?
Yeah, so they've been, by the looks of it, they've been dropped from Spotify. So this is apparently like a $25 million deal as well that they've been dropped from.
Which is it's not surprising, because what have they even done?
Nothing really. They have one big podcast on Spotify, that's it. Sounds like they're going to get dropped from Netflix as well. But they don't seem to be worried about it at all, because there's big rumours circulating that Meghan Markle is going to be, like, maybe the highest paid influencer in the world coming up very shortly, right?
So what are they going to do?
Well, it's rumoured that she's going to be linked with, going to be the new face of Dior, right? So
really?
Yeah, which is obviously a massive move, but the money they're talking about here is absolutely ridiculous, Crevo. Like, do you want to have a stab at a guess at how much they're talking per post? Per sponsored post.
One post?
One post on, like, Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
It'd have to be 2 million.
Experts are now speculating, right, that she could earn over
256 million per post. $256 million per post.
I don't believe it. It's too much.
That's an obscene amount of money, isn't
there's
it?
There's no way there's no way that's going to happen.
$256 million per post.
Four posts, $1 billion. I don't think so.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's not real. I'm saying it's not real.
Fake news, you reckon?
Yeah, fake news.
Pretty reputable sources, but that's if that is true,
that is
genuine. Like, there's not the term jaw dropping money gets thrown around a little bit.
Yeah,
but that is, I mean, genuinely jaw dropping money.
If that is true, whoever's behind the finance team at Dior have lost their minds.
You reckon they've lost the plot?
That is too much money to pay. I don't know what their market capital is.
But can't be that, can it?
No, it couldn't be. Anyway.
Anyway, they're sitting pretty in other news, in a bit more uplifting news, I suppose.
Yeah.
Squid Game Season 2 has been confirmed for 2024. We don't have a date yet. A
lot of people excited about that, though. That is for sure.
But coming next year, so.
Awesome stuff.
Very exciting.
If you're a Squid Game fan, get around it. Let's check your traffic now.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, it was a massive weekend for us, Crevo.
That it was.
For the station in general as well, because obviously Friday afternoon, Joel did his drive show live from the Entertainment Centre.
Ahead
of Starstruck.
Yeah, that's it.
And then on Saturday in the afternoon as well, you and I did a broadcast live at the front of McDonald Jones Stadium ahead of the Knights game.
That's right, in the fan zone there. God, it was a good buzz, good atmosphere.
Oh, and perfect weather for it as well. Yeah. Couldn't have asked for a nicer day.
No.
But while we were at both those respective OBs, we were giving people the chance who came up and said g'day to put themselves in the draw for a little staycation at the Ridges Hunter Valley.
Yeah, now this is a beautiful place. Now you might know it used to be the Crown out there.
Yep.
But it's just incredible. And of course, as part of that, you're getting breakfast as well. A little weekend away, basically. The staycation also includes, that great breakfast at the Ridges Red Salt Restaurant.
How good.
That's going to be delicious.
I'll get their money's worth in bacon and eggs, I reckon.
Definitely.
No dramas at all. But, yeah, like we said, we're giving people the chance to get themselves this little staycation.
Yeah.
And it is for a family, but, you know, maybe you tell the kids it's only for mum and dad and, you know.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, that's it. If it's yours and if you want it,
it's yours.
Can use it however you like.
Now, we've got all the names written on papers in here, or printed rather. Now, you're going to stick your hand in the bucket and pull one out. Here we go. Little drum roll.
All right, the winner is, as I unfold this piece of paper, sorry, I went a bit prematurely, the winner is Naomi Campbell from Morissette.
There
so congratulations,
go.
Naomi. You won yourself a little staycay at the Ridges Hunter Valley. Our team will be in touch with you, obviously, to give you all those details. But how fun's that? We get to go meet some punters and have, you know, some fun out and about in the street.
And so many, like, local winners here at New FM, and that's what we're all about.
Now, Crevo, it's been a big weekend, so I think we need a bit of a cheap thrill. Some easy fun for your Monday morning.
I'm ready for it. I'm here about it.
I've seen this debate circulating online, right? And basically it's asking, how many chuggers do you do before a choo-choo? We're making a trade noise, right?
Now, this might sound extremely immature, but forget all of that get involved, right?
Well, it is extremely immature, but God, it's a lot of fun. And obviously, for your best trade noise, we can get you off to the Hunter Valley snow time. Of course. So.
That's right. And this is awesome because it's a family pass to Hunter Valley Snowtime in the Gardens. And it's our test drive, Saturday the 1st of July. So you're sort of getting in there early, getting to try out all the stuff, and you can win a family pass with us.
So if you want to win that, 4967405. But this has been going all over TikTok, basically.
Mm.
And it varies between two chuggers all the way through the 16. And we did a bit of a temperature check around the office on Friday.
Mm.
Varied answers as well. But you and I, we're both on team 8 chuggers, right?
I think so. Let me do a test again, all right? So this is what we'll be looking for you to do to test it out on air, okay? So once again, 4967-4105. I'm going to do a test run.
Yep.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo.
Yep, so that's 8 chuggers.
That's 8.
I'm the same.
Okay.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo. So if we want to know how many chuggers you do before a choo-choo. Like I said, I've heard answers in the office varying from 2 to 16. I spoke to
16?
16's a big build-up, isn't it?
Huge.
It's a bit excessive. I spoke to my girlfriend Siobhan about this over the weekend as well.
She reckons chuggers is a waste of breath. It's redundant. You go straight into the choo-choo.
Well, she's out of control.
You need a build-up, don't you?
You've got to have some chuggers.
A bit of chugger to get, you know, get the train going, get it moving.
At least I would have thought four. Any less than four, you're really irresponsible. But well, that's just my opinion.
Well, we need to settle this. What is the correct amount of chuggers to do before a choo-choo? And, of course, your best train noise. You can win yourself, a family pass to see the snow time at Hunter Valley Gardens.
It's going to be awesome. We'll get the calls on the air next and settle this debate once and for all. New FM.
Oh, we're having a bit of cheap fun on your Monday. Obviously, everyone's had a big weekend. A bit slow getting going in the morning, so let's make it real easy for you and have some really easy fun.
Yeah. Now, this is, I didn't even realise this was a thing until you brought this to my attention, but how many chuggers you do before a choo-choo, and it varies greatly.
It does. Yeah, we did a bit of a temperature check around the office on Friday because I wanted to make sure that, you know, there were varying opinions.
Because you and I are both eight.
We're eight. We go chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga, choo-choo.
Right, and standard, I thought, oh, it's the same for everyone. It is not.
It is not. Around the office, answers varied from 2 to 16.
Yep.
And I also spoke to my girlfriend about it over the weekend. She reckons chug is redundant. You go straight to the choo-choo.
That is just madness. Now, you can also contact us anytime via Instagram at @thenovos_. Katie has sent us a voice memo on there this morning.
What's absolutely wild is I pictured in my head that it would be three chuggers. Then I actually did the noises. Chugga, 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 woo, woo. It didn't align with what was in my mind. So writing it down and saying it out loud are different in my opinion.
There we go.
There you go. So Katie, though, she thought she was a three chugger, but she's come around. She's an eight chugger, like you and I.
That's it. Now, let's find out what Newcastle thinks about this.
And, of course, you got to have a bit of fun with this. Your best train noise could get you to snow time at the Hunter Valley Gardens. So, family pass for our little trial run, I suppose, which should be a lot of fun.
Starting in Wall's End, it's Liz up first. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. How many chuggers, Liz?
I'm an eight chugger.
Okay.
Yeah, give us your best example.
Here we go.
Okay. Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga, chugga, chugga. Yeah, strong at eight. I like your work. Hold on the line.
All right, let's go next to Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Oh, sorry, no, Matt. We've lost Matt. That's all right. Sorry.
Oh, no stress. Well, let's go to Kylie next from Wall's End. Good morning, Kylie.
Morning. How you going?
Very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, how many chuggers are you?
It's 100% eight. Come on.
Yeah,
it's eight
give
as well.
Give us your best. Give us your best train noise. Then go on. Yes, we love that. Eight chuggers.
Seems like to be the popular one around Newcastle, doesn't it?
I feel like it is, like, undoubtedly the correct way to do it. Everything else is just rogue.
Kylie's loving that. Now,
well, I was going to say, like, when you hear other ones out loud, like we got an example in the office that was two was the correct one. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo. There's not enough build-up for the chugger.
That's right. Otherwise, how are you going to have enough steam in there for the whistle to go?
Exactly.
That's my question.
Yeah, so
eight it is. I think that's settled. I think most popular is eight. Now, who do we want to give these tickets to Hunter Valley Gardens to?
Oh.
Liz was pretty strong.
Yeah, maybe Liz can get the tickets.
Liz in Wall's End, congratulations. They're all yours.
My son's in the back of the car shaking his head going, you should have let me do it, Mum.
Yeah, get him on. Give us his best train noise.
Do it. Do it loud.
You
can't do it.
Oh, that's all right. You know what?
All talk. Yeah. All bark, no bite.
That's it. Well, congratulations to you, Liz. You've got yourself a family pass to come along to our Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens, our test drive Saturday the 1st of July, and we've got those to give away all week.
How good. We're going to have a lot of fun this week, but Monday, done and dusted.
That it is. Have a great day, everyone.
Of course, the winning continues throughout the day, though, with our 20K side hustle. If you haven't registered yet, head to newfm.com.au because I could be giving you a call later in the day.
See you tomorrow.
We'll catch you then.
Bye.